an injured hiker near Harrison Hot Springs, did everything right on Sunday afternoon, January 26, while waiting to be rescued off Bear Mountain. Kent Harrison Search and Rescue said the hiking group called for help immediately after one of them sustained a head injury. The group also stayed in one place and kept warm while waiting for the team to arrive, using an emergency blanket known as a bivy. The search team posted details of the successful rescue to their Facebook page, saying the injured hiker was able to be walked out, with assistance, to a waiting helicopter. The page came in at 12:50 p.m. for the head injury on Bear Mountain. The search and rescue team requested transportation from Valley helicopters, and a landing zone was set up at Harrison Elementary School. A first aid team was flown to the helipad and hiked to the subject. Near the summit, their post reads, "The subject was able to be walked with assistance to the helipad and flown down to a waiting ambulance. The subject and their group did everything right by calling for help right away, staying put, and having many warm layers and an emergency bivy on hand to stay warm while awaiting rescue. Thank you to Valley Helicopters and the Harrison Fire Department for your support on this task." It was a busy weekend for Kent Harrison Search and Rescue, after a relatively quiet start to the year, they added. The team was also paged at 12:30 a.m. on Sunday for some off-roaders who were reported missing in the Chehalis area. They sent multiple teams in their transport vehicles and UTV to search Chehalis and Statlu Forest Service roads, as well as many spur roads in the area. After searching all night, the team called for mutual aid from Chilliwack Search and Rescue and prepared to search from the ground and air once there was daylight. However, the subjects made contact with the RCMP and were confirmed to be safe that morning. And on Saturday, they had spent the day training for winter callouts, including winter travel and avalanche response skills in the backcountry near Sasquatch Mountain Resort. "Our members had a refresher on transceiver searching, probing and shoveling, organized probe lines, and packaging a hypothermic subject," a Facebook post said. "Our members also had the opportunity to drive our UTV on tracks through some challenging snow conditions. They took the time to remind everyone going into the backcountry to spend time planning for safety. If you're planning on venturing into the backcountry this winter, don't forget about the 3 T's, trip plan, training, taking the essentials, and make sure to visit BC Adventure Smart for more information on how to be prepared for your outdoor adventure," they said.